Welcome to another episode of The Shredder Show, and today I've got a slightly different topic to something I really wanted to talk about. I have been away in Marbella, Spain for the last 2 weeks, and you probably noticed the title of this subject is a question mark. Now, the reason it's a question mark is it's something I've had a lot of reflecting on recently, and spending time in different environments with different people gives you a lot of perspective. And the reason why this podcast episode is a question mark is because it's about finding your why. And what do I mean by why? It's like your purpose in life, who you are, who you identify with, and what actually makes you happy. Because one of the big things I see all the time, in particular in the fitness industry and people who want to lose weight, is that they have this goal that they want to achieve a certain thing, they want to look a certain way, they think that life will be perfect when they get to a certain body weight. But the reality is, when you get to that body weight, you will then be looking for another goal and another goal, which is awesome because you have a progressive mindset, but you also have to think about why is it you want to lose weight, like what really is the why. And this is something I've been thinking about a lot with myself recently, in terms of what is it that I enjoy doing, what is it that I actually get fulfillment from, what do I get happiness from. And ultimately for me, my what fulfills me and what drives me and what makes me happy is the ability to help inspire other people and to transform other people's lives. And when I get truly life-changing feedback from people, it's truly humbling. Like, that is what gives me fulfillment and happiness over anything else, is having the ability to have a positive influence on you listening to this and then other people around the world, and how you can then spread that positive message in terms of living a healthier, happier and stronger and fitter life, and how you can spread that through your own networks of your own family, your children, your partner, your parents even. And like, that's an infectious, and success is infectious, and progression in life is infectious, but we just have to control it and understand why it is we want to achieve these certain things. So for a lot of guys, it can be like, for example, if they want to lose, they want to get in shape, they want to have, it's not necessarily want to be in better shape, they want to lose body fat, maybe they want to have more energy for work, maybe they want to have a better sex drive, maybe they want to not be able to focus more generally throughout the day. They want to sleep better, they can't sleep properly. Like, these are a lot of the side effects from being really unhealthy and really unfit. And then another one is just like confidence and self-esteem in terms of who you are, because we'll all agree that when you're not happy with who you are and the way you look, that has an effect on everything else within your life. And one of the best things I see with so many clients is that when they transform their physical appearance, their actual personal appearance changes so much. Interesting, I just shared my story earlier, it came up on the iPhones are awesome now, by the way, in regards to how they show old photos from ages ago. I showed me a photo of myself from when I was 2015, so that's 6 years ago. First time I started to get in shape, and I was about 15 kilos lighter in muscle mass than I am now, but the first time I'd really got in shape, and I looked lean, but you could see in my face almost like the innocence and the insecurity and lack of confidence that I had back then. Like, naturally back then I was a real introvert, and I'm still technically am an introvert with extrovert characters. I know how to speak and present myself, things like podcasts and on camera, but I like spending a lot of time on my own, which is good in some respects and bad in other respects, because you spend a lot of time in your own head, which is probably why I like talking to myself on a podcast, because it feels like I'm having an internal dialogue right now. And maybe there's no one listening to this, but maybe there is, but I know there are people listening to this before I upload it. It's fascinating how you can see that with people. Obviously, that's an example of myself. So anyone who saw my story, today is the 14th of August. I might post it on my main feed, because I think it's quite an interesting thought process. But it shows how your physical appearance can change, and then also your mannerisms, the way you look in the face changes in terms of your happiness, your confidence, the way you carry yourself. And one of the great examples of this I see all the time is with clients, before and after photos. You can just see the aura and the presence bouncing off people in terms of how they feel when they're actually happy with who they are and how they look. And this isn't from a narcissistic point of view, in terms of like they want to take selfies and look jacked for whatever reason, or women want to look sexy in a bikini or whatever the goal is. Like, that's not about that. It's just them being happy and proud of who they are. And ultimately, deep down, we all know the reality is that if you're out of shape and you're unfit, like, that's a negative connotation you're going to have in your mind. And the way I try to explain that to people is like, it's like having a rotting apple in a bag of apples. That rotting apple is going to affect all the other apples. And that's like when you've got this thing in your life, which is your health and fitness and the way you look and your relationship with your body. If that's shit, that's going to rot and spread through the rest of your life. So maybe your personal relationships with your spouse, your relationship with your children, your relationship with your parents, maybe your co-workers, your employees, all those little things have a big, big difference. So you being happy in who you are and understanding your why and the big question mark of life is very important. And it's one of those things that I'm a very driven individual. And this isn't me just talking about myself. I was just thinking about this while I was in the car, which is why I want to talk about it now. It's thinking about that necessarily achieving the goal isn't necessarily the end goal. It's who you become and achieving the goal is the real goal. We just can't quite see that. So that's just something for you to think about. It's not necessarily about getting, it's that corny saying about not getting to the destination, it's the journey, but it's not the journey, it's who you become in the journey that's the important bit. It's the skills you acquire, and the life is a game of skill acquisition. And those skills you have and those habits you create, which is what we really focus on with clients, CJ Coaching is going through the four phases in our coaching process, which initially number one is the priming phase where we go through really habit creation and your lifestyle. That's how you transform your life to then like tick your big why and whatever that is. You become happier, healthier, and then inspire those around you. So this is just a little bit of a rant for me in terms of my thought process, the way I try to think about things. You should always be constantly evaluating what it is that you want and what it is that makes you happy. And a great way to do this, I constantly write down like goals in my phone and notes. And I find that's a great way to give perspective, because when I'm not unhappy, I get unhappy sometimes with things because I'm a pretty relentless mindset, and that's a blessing and a curse. But it gives perspective when you look back at what a goal was before. And then you see how far you come to where you are now, and then you just need to learn to trust the process. And that's all it is. It's literally just trusting the process. And this is the biggest mistake so many people make when it comes to even fat loss and other fat loss, family, building relationships, anything like that. It all takes time. Like Rome wasn't built overnight, but Rome also didn't collapse overnight. You have to think these things take time. So if you want like significant changes in your results, then you probably need a significant change in your strategy in life. Working harder on the current strategy you're using is unlikely to really move the needle in your life. So before you work harder, work on the right things, play better games, win better prizes, and keep pushing. So just some thoughts to wrap that up. So thought from me today, just very short episode today, think about what your why is, what your purpose is, write down the three goals of what you want from life, what makes you happy. And if you want help with transforming your physique, to work with myself and the CJ Coaching team on our six-pack fast-track program, drop me a message on Instagram, Facebook, say you listen to this podcast, inspired you to find out what your why is, and it would be a pleasure to help you crush your goals. We'll see you in the next episode of The Shredder Show.